If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load.
Time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Oh my goodness. Here we are, all of you people who just bonged out. You're listening to The Way Highway, a cannabis comedy show only on Adobe Radio. Brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions. Driving you down the Way Highway is a couple of also stones. I'm Sean Cowhig.
And I'm Kristen Sanchez. Follow us on Instagram at Way Highway. Mm-hmm. Follow me at Siren16X. Follow Sean at Sean Cowig. And sign up for The Way Highway wherever you get your podcasts. And leave us a rave review. And maybe send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com. Send us a shout out for some love.
Yeah.
And tell us your weed stories. Because we'll talk about them.
We'll do them. We'll do them live.
On the air.
We'll do them. We'll act them out.
With ya.
Could you imagine? Actually, we should have a grand prize winner where we act out their high story.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
I've done that before.
Out a high story.
It was, we produced a thing for that movie, 21 Plus. It was called something like that. It was about a coming of age story about, you know, when somebody turned 21. And it was like, a company hired us. They were having like a contest. It was like, send in your best night I turned 21 and went out story.
Amazing.
And we'll make a minute and a half short of version of the story. And we did that. We made it.
That's incredible. Yeah. I fucking love that.
It was crazy. Dr. God did that, starring Zach Zucker.
Oh, wow.
We hired Zach Zucker to play the lead, the person who was turning 21. Big shout out to Zach Zucker.
Zach Zucker.
And Jack Tucker. Go see his one-man show. I saw it.
Oh.
It's like he does a one-man, he plays the character of a stand-up comedian doing an hour-long comedy show, and it's hilarious. It's out there, man. It's like vaudeville, dude. It's so funny. He's so funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How are you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing so well. I'm doing so well.
Yeah. This is normally the part of the show where we might intro a guest, but we don't even have a guest. We don't even need one this week.
No, we don't have one. We don't need one.
I don't have one. We don't need one. Big shout out to Lucy Gladstone, who we will have on the show.
Hi, Lucy.
She's going to come back in. It's so funny that this episode is dedicated to my young stoner friend, Lucy, in that I made it around her.
Yeah.
But then something that happens in LA is there's car issues.
Yeah, a lot of car issues.
Car problems happen. If you move to Los Angeles, get ready for cars.
All of the cars. There are cars everywhere. All of them.
Sometimes I feel like I believe it's called solipsism, or being a solipsist, when you believe that you're the one, like the world is a figment of your imagination. You're the cognitive, like you're the star of your own movie. You're the one that's kind of processing all of this and everything else, like outside of my frame of vision doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So like when I drop you off after we record this show, you disappear when I drive away up the hill.
Totally.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. That's not a real thing. But I bring it up because sometimes it feels like that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And like, I'm frazzled. I need to get somewhere. All these people are driving at me.
Yeah.
They're driving at
me. They're driving. And it's aggressive.
It's aggressive.
Every single time I get in my car in Los Angeles, I'm like, okay, let's get on the stress roads.
Yeah. Stress roads is
that's
a good name.
That's why we
got
to get on the Way Highway.
That's why we got to get on the Way Highway.
That's why you got to get on.
Uh-huh. It's so funny because we're the only two in the studio. And you can tell when we're the only two people in the studio when we don't have an extra producer here, because there'll be times that I go silent and it's because I'm looking for the thing that I'm supposed to be doing, which is hilarious. What is this?
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad.
That's Mr. T.
Little kids doing drugs.
That's just Mr. T. That's just a Mr. T ad. That's not even what I was trying to do at all. Hey. Oh.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so I want to do a little product review for you. What I'd like to talk about today is this cartridge. I've got an oil here. Mm-hmm. This is a gram of Heavy Hitters AC/DC 1:1. And first of all, let me just say, as an oil in general, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But the real reason why I want to talk about it, I just want to give a shout to Heavy Hitters for making a cartridge. If you see it here, it's got tape all around it.
Yeah.
This cartridge broke.
Uh-huh.
And it was my fault. It had nothing to do with the cartridge. It, like, snapped. The bottom snapped, and the part that you screw in came out. But all the oil didn't leak out because it's really well made.
Yeah.
And I was able to shove the end back in, tape it, and it still hits.
That's incredible.
And it happened. I did it pretty soon. Like, I just, the way I had it screwed in and it was in my pocket, or I sat on it or something happened. It snapped.
Something dumb.
Something dumb happened.
Huh. That's what happens every time weed is not ingested.
Something something dumb happens. Like, just get the weed into you, because that's where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
But it's just crazy that I shoved the end back in and then used clear packaging tape to tape it together.
It looks as if it almost has a design on it.
Yeah, but no. It's just me fixing it.
Yeah.
And
like a genius pothead that you are.
Yeah. I MacGyvered this.
Yes.
MacGyvering. Oh, man. Sometimes you have to MacGyver yourself a bowl.
Yeah.
And that's going to come up later, which is hilarious.
Amazing.
It's all connected.
I bought a really cool, pipe. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember the word pipe, guys. pipe. And it is super freaking cool because it is actually a skull. And I got it in Mexico on Dia de los Muertos.
Oh.
Or Dia de Muertos.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking cool. And it's like hand carved. And I love it so much. And I should bring it in here so we can eat that shit.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
But just the end of product review, shout out, Heavy Hitters. I thought I was going to lose a whole gram of oil because I got the 1 gram one. But I didn't. I've been smoking it and it's all taped up. And the tape, I've even had to untape and then retape.
But the Heavy Hitters.
Heavy Hitters, man. Built to last.
Stayed intact.
Thank you, Heavy Hitters.
Thank you, Heavy Hitters.
So, Kristen, a minute ago, I was finding a PSA for us to watch.
Yes.
Bernie, big shout out to Bernie. It's a big shout out episode.
I'm
giving shouts all over the
place. Shout out to Bernie.
Shout out to our producer, Bernie, who's in San Diego.
Hi, Bernie.
Working on a play, theater, as the thespians do. Okay, he usually finds the PSAs for us. I went to find one, and Bernie's also Canadian. And he had played us some interesting Canadian PSAs.
Yes.
So I typed in Canadian PSA, and the first Google I want to finish this for you that came up was domestic abuse.
Oh, God.
And I found a 2-4. It's these two domestic abuse PSAs. And Kristen, they're too much.
Okay. Okay.
They're too much.
Okay, am I gonna cry?
I don't know. Maybe it depends.
Okay,
it depends.
You're
either going to cry or you're going to laugh because it's so like how were you allowed to take it that
far?
You're doing a real good job on your picture.
Take some coffee.
Please.
I'd like some more too, please.
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch.
What the fuck?
How do you like that?
Holy.
You wouldn't get away with it here. You shouldn't get away with it at home.
What? But wait, there's more.
What? No.
At the next slide, you can see now that our operating costs are up 23%.
Ron, I think it's 19.
No, the new numbers are right. It is 23%.
You stupid bitch. Don't you ever correct me.
Oh, my fucking God.
You think you are, you ignorant cow. Think you have a right to tell me anything?
You wouldn't get away with it here. You shouldn't get away with it at home.
Where would you get away with that?
Nowhere.
What happened? What are those PSAs?
Those PSAs are domestic violence.
That's bonkers, though.
Yeah.
That dude poured hot coffee on a woman in a restaurant in front of his family.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy thing.
Who wrote that copy?
I mean, but, like, it makes sense. Like, I get it that they're trying to prove a point and be, like, super dramatic.
Yeah.
But fuck.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. You stupid bitch. What? That second one was in a boardroom.
Yeah.
And that man, who's not even in, he's not even giving the presentation.
No.
Got corrected. And turned on a dime. You stupid bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That man in front of his family poured hot coffee on a waitress.
Onto a waitress who just spilled. She just spilled.
Oh, how is she pouring that coffee? Now, listen.
She also looked like she had been maybe up all night from the cracks, potentially.
And then they cut to the pig because this man's with his kids. It pans to the kids, and the kid is just like, here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's like, oh, Dad.
Here we go.
Not again.
Oh, my God. That, I mean, I don't. It seems like, though, like that was taking it too far for a PSA.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if children are going to see that, that's too much.
That's a lot,
That's
man.
Too much.
Canadian PSAs are interesting. And those,
they're fucking hardcore.
They're hardcore
shit.
As...
You Canadians are...
Woo!
Damn.
Come on. But looking at the video quality of those, that was made a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I would say that that was probably 90s.
Yeah, that feels right.
Feels like 90s in the 1990s. Things were weird in the 1990s. Yeah, I'm a child of the 90s. It was an interesting time. Not a lot of things made sense. We made a lot of weird decisions. I feel maybe, you know, musically what we were listening to, certainly clothily. Maybe it was all just me.
Yeah. I feel like I'd never been more connected to girl power than I was in the 90s. 'Cause there was like Lisa Frank and the Spice Girls, one other girl thing. Hello Kitty. Sorry, we talked about that today. Also, my cousin David met Hello Kitty today on this date.
Wow.
And I need him to know that he didn't tell me, and I have not forgiven him.
Wow, shout out, but like negative shout out. It's a shout out episode.
Love you, but like,
fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hello Kitty has a boyfriend.
Oh, amazing. That's
Sorry.
Amazing.
His name's Dear Daniel.
That's amazing.
Okay. Sorry, we'll move on.
That's okay. We'll move on. Well, actually, I need to calm down after those PSAs.
Gotcha.
Why don't we hash out a little break? We'll come back. I got a story for you. You're listening to The Way Highway. We are live on Adobe. Don't do a thing. Don't move. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You're back, baby. It's The Way Highway.
Welcome back. You made it.
I like to hold as long as I possibly can sometimes.
That's fair.
It's fun.
It's a fun sound.
It's a fun sound.
It's a fun fucking sound.
It's and sometimes it's unexpected how long you're going to hold it so people don't know. So, like, if we were, like, out chilling, we're, like, at a bar, and someone's like, hey, Sean, are you having a good time? And I'm just like, yeah. that's not quite as cool as if they're like, hey, Sean, you having a good time? And I'm like, then they really know that you're having a good time.
Totally. Totally know that you're having a good time at that point.
Yes.
For maybe a third of that time, they're like, oh, no, they're having a terrible time. And then they realize, oh, no, they're doing a fun bit, and they're having a great time.
Yeah.
So that's, okay. Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah. But you usually get, the reaction you get from that is silence. Uh-huh. Followed by laughter.
Yeah. 1,000%.
I took a minute to think about it, and then I decided it was funny. It was like, I just had an idea, but
you
like
did.
I think that was my cell phone, not...
Son of a bitch.
Whenever I control Way Highway frequenters, people who have listened for a while, they know that any time I control the episode, my technology takes over my life. Because I'm doing so many different things at once. That something else will happen. Like I'll get a text message and my computer volume will be on, so that message will come through. Who knows? Who knows?
Story time.
It's story time, Kristen. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So I'm telling the best stupid young stoner self story.
I love it.
This is posted by Not the Sable. Reddit user,
Not the Sable.
And I really connected with the story. I thought it was really funny.
Okay.
Just finished high school, chilling in my bathroom, drinking coffee, smoking some bowls, thinking about some good times from my last 4 years. Thought I would share one of my favorite memories when I had first started smoking during sophomore year. It was two young blazers and myself all posted up in my hot tub preparing to smoke down after a long day of bike rides and Xbox. None of us owned a pipe or knew how to roll, so we usually used fruits of various kinds. We were currently experiencing a fruit shortage in my household, which almost spoiled our plans. Ended up using these miniature potatoes. This worked fine, but outside in the hot tub, the wind was blowing pretty hard. No matter how many people created a shield, we could not keep aflame. All just about to give up when I jumped into my room and grabbed a piece of printer paper. Used this as a torch that the wind couldn't put out. The combination of wind and this open flame caused it to become a massive, uncontrollable flame would allow each person one quick hit before the flame became too intense, forcing us to toss it into the hot tub and grab another sheet of paper. One bowl later, three eyebrowless sophomores sat in an ashy potato-flavored hot tub thinking about how we would think about this night in a couple of years and laugh about it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Hilarious, right?
That's amazing. For some reason, when you described the ingenuity that that person put into figuring out a solution, I imagined it being the grown-up version of Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Like just a real MacGyver.
Yeah,
just
totally.
But now he's chill. He's relaxed.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to worry about the wet bandits anymore.
No.
He just has to solve bowl problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that. It's interesting. Like, a lot of the things that I connected with from this story. So when I was in high school or latter high school, and then I went to college in Boston, and I'm from Massachusetts. So my 4 years of college, I would keep coming back to my hometown, especially summers, and do summer stock theater.
Mm-hmm.
But a person I would get high a lot with is my friend Skylar. Shout out to Skylar.
Hey.
It's the shout out episode. And he in his backyard had a hot tub and a pool. So like I was very like water-based stoned. Youngster.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. And
I can't. I've never gotten high and gone swimming.
Really?
I feel like that has to be the coolest fucking thing in the entire world.
It's badass. It
Holy
truly
shit.
Is badass. Especially when you like get real high and you're dry and that first like jump off of a diving board, dive into a pool, like when you hit it and you're through the water.
Oh my God.
It's incredible.
I fucking love being in the water.
Yeah.
So like, I just got real excited, guys, about going swimming while high.
Did you grow up with a pool?
I did not.
No pool. Do you have, where's the pool we would go to now? it's interesting. Like, yeah, I don't know.
They're like public pools.
But that's not, yeah, that's not the experience you want.
No.
It's almost like this summer, we all should VRBO a house with a pool for a couple of months.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. Because, yeah, you got to get it. And Sky's backyard was rad too, because, like, it's Massachusetts. So it's like you have more space. There's more space in Massachusetts, right? And so his backyard, you'd come out of his house to his back porch, and that's where the hot tub was. It was like into the wooden porch, you know? But the pool was like a walk into the backyard. So you kind of had to like walk through his yard to this back area and go through a fence. Uh-huh. So it was like almost like the secret garden
pool, really cool. You know?
And it was like a big old, really nice pool. It was, I have fond memories of Sky's backyard. Really fun times. Really fun times.
We had a place called the Hills Club.
Uh-huh.
And it was a place that was located up in Hills, hence the name. And, and so we would go there, and it was kind of like a big community pool.
Yeah.
And it was freaking awesome. And I remember, like, I have a lot of memories. Also, I was convinced, I loved The Little Mermaid when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I was convinced that I was one.
You were a mermaid.
Yeah. So I would swim. My mom put me in swim lessons.
Yeah.
And my teacher had to pull her aside and tell her that I knew how to swim, but I knew how to do all of the things pretty much underwater.
Yeah.
Because I would start to, like, I would dive down and then, like, do it underwater.
Uh-huh.
I also would cross my ankles and I'd swim like a fish.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I was a mermaid.
You were a mermaid.
I was convinced.
You were a mermaid.
Do you want to know what I do still now every once in a while? Swim like a mermaid.
Swim like a mermaid?
Of course.
Hell yeah. But not like high yet. Not high yet. We're going to do that.
Oh my God.
We're
going to get to that.
You'll be a mermaid. You'll totally be a mermaid.
I'm so excited.
I was always a giant fan of the Tom Hanks vehicle, Splash.
Amazing.
So I was always, you know, looking around for a mermaid. So I'm happy to have met you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I saw Splash this past year because I went on a Tom Hanks binge.
Yes,
and
yes.
And was just like, I have to watch everything that he's in because he's brilliant in everything.
Yeah, he's amazing. And it's amazing how he like went through like his comedy phase to his dramatic acting phase.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, it's funny. He's mentioned, here's a little, just, you know.
Tip of a hat. Things I learned about
So Tom Hanks is mentioned in the Malcolm Gladwell book, Blink, okay? And the Malcolm Gladwell book, Blink, is all about what your brain does, how it makes split-second decisions, and, like, judgments you make, and, like, sometimes good and sometimes bad. Like, it could, like, push on kind of, like, what your racist mind might do based off of how a person looks, right? But also things like, oh God, I'm gonna forget the president. But there was a president that was elected strictly because he was handsome. This was a while ago, and it actually is called the blankety blank effect, whatever the name of that president was, that people were just like, he's handsome and he has a soothing voice. So we all voted for him, and then he was president and he was terrible. And that's what happens sometimes when you see like aesthetically pleasing, visually pleasing faces. You just trust them.
Yeah.
And there's something about Tom Hanks where he's so sympathetic, and when we see him, we have that sympathy for him, so we just want him to succeed, which is why he works so well in movies.
Yeah.
Our brains are subliminally ready to want that man, based off of the way he is composed and looks, to succeed.
That's incredible.
And that's why he is a fantastic, quote-unquote, fantastic actor. He's also a remarkable actor. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not getting you wrong.
Right. But, like, they're, like...
I have eyes.
Right? I mean, he, like, it's just really interesting.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because it's beyond, like, just his handsomeness or, like, there's something about him.
Totally. He didn't need that innate talent.
Right. He walks in the room and you're like, I like this guy.
I like him.
I like this guy. And you know what I'm willing to bet? I'm willing to bet that that trance, that, that goes beyond film.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he's
literally.
He's America's dad.
Yeah. If he were to walk into this booth right now, well, we'd probably both be starstruck
as
hell. I'd probably cry, too.
Oh, my God.
But just out of, like, love for a person we've never met before in our life. And I don't think he'd let us down.
You're getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, no, totally.
That was so funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. Where are you, Tom? Tom Hanks.
Be my best friend.
Be our best friend and come on the way, highway. Come on the show sometime, Tom.
Don't come at me, Disney.
Okay, some other things I want to point out about that story.
Yes.
The beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in my bathroom drinking coffee and smoking bowls.
Yeah.
I guess this is still a young person writing this, but...
Still.
To me, I'm just like, that's so interesting. I couldn't imagine if I was like, the place where I drink my coffee and smoke my bowls is in the bathroom, and that's where I go and think.
That's funny. I feel like if you have no other choice and you're like trying to hide it, like, because he's young, you know?
Or if you just have like a throny bathroom.
Oh my God.
Like just a big, huge bathroom.
That would be, yeah. And I mean, well, here's another thing some people do, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but some people will like run a hot shower in order to like try and get this like smell to go away faster.
Oh, that's just wasting water.
Yeah.
That's just wasting water. That's what I sound like now.
No.
That's the person I've become. No, no, wasting water.
No, everything's good.
No, it's good. It's good to not waste water.
Yeah.
But I do understand that. But yeah, like, I feel like also back in the day before people became more like, oh, we're destroying the planet conscious.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just waste all this water. Or specifically, I moved to California where it's like, hey, guys, everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Don't.
For the love of God.
We need water.
Yeah.
Don't use all that water. I feel like back in the day, it was like, yeah, turn the hot shower on. It'll get the smell out. Yeah, it's that shirt's wrinkled. Hang it in the bathroom and just turn the hot shower on.
Yeah.
Just leave it running.
Forever.
Forever. It like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff like that.
Totally.
What are we doing?
It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane. That old packaging. Did you ever have a McDLT? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So McDLT was a McDonald's sandwich that happened for a while. And the quirk of the McDLT was that it kept the hot side hot and the cold side cold. So it came in this big, long, rectangular styrofoam container.
Uh-huh.
And on one side was the bottom of the bun, the hamburger patty, the melted cheese on top of it, and whatever the, like, onion... The like little minced up onion, ketchup, mustard, whatever mix that is. And on the other side was the top of the bun flipped upside down with the lettuce and the tomato on it.
Uh-huh.
And then the cover went on it. So you kept the cold side cold and the hot side hot. And then you'd get the sandwich to wherever you're going and you'd flip it and you'd put it together and then you would eat the sandwich.
Does that really make a difference?
I can't imagine it matters at all. I can't imagine it matters whatsoever.
So just the biggest waste of packaging.
Huge waste of packaging. And like in my mind, I'm thinking of McDonald's burgers right now. And I'm like, which ones do lettuce and tomato come on? Like most of them, like the cheeseburgers just look like smashed up. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. What does that even look like?
I don't know. Like, it looks like Play-Doh.
A little bit. Yeah.
Like play food. You know the like hard things that you used to play with when you were a kid and... They were like hard, like fake foods.
Yeah, plastic fake foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it does. It looks like that.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's not good for you.
No.
I'm sorry, McDonald's.
Sorry.
Not really that sorry.
No.
Well, I mean, on that note, let's take a break and get some cheeseburgers.
Let's do it.
No, we won't. We won't. Aww. Guys, we won't. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll keep talking. We're going to keep stalking each other.
We're going to keep stalking.
We're going to keep talking about what it means to be a young stoner and play a little game for ya. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Oh boy. Welcome back to The Way Highway, only on Adobe Radio. Thanks for listening in each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. in the Pacific Times, 7 p.m. in the Eastern Times. And man, I don't even know what time it is. Mm-mm. If you're, you could be in Europe.
Yeah.
You could be international.
Yeah. We have a lot of international listeners. Thank you, international listeners.
It might be tomorrow for you guys, and that's rad.
Good morning.
Good morning. Maybe it's 4:20 a.m. somewhere, and they're listening.
Good night.
Good night. Go to bed. What are you doing?
No, I get it. I get it.
I get it.
Oh, my gosh. Our neighbors have been fighting every night for the past 3 nights now.
Oh, no.
And, like, making lots of noise, and they have a dog.
Fuck!
Yeah, no. That's exactly what it feels like.
Wow.
It's so bad. And like,
they have a dog,
they have a dog, and the dog like gets really excited while it's happening because like they're screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. And mind you, this isn't like during a time where like, you know, people could talk or like get loud. This is at 2 a.m. 3 a.m., 4 a.m., you know, the times when most people are sleeping, these people wake up and decide, let's have it the fuck out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
bad.
Not good.
It's...
Can you make out any of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Almost all of it.
Do you kind of like, can you get like what specifically? Like,
I, no, not that.
Like, I know you're fucking her bread.
No.
No, not like
no,
that.
It's a lot of. Yeah, it's a lot of things that are like, do I need to call the cops? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, totally.
You spilled my coffee,
exactly.
You stupid bitch.
Someone is going to have coffee spilled all the fuck over them.
Fuck.
Yeah, totally. So
fuck that guy.
Yeah, and everyone in the area, but yeah, it's just a crazy thing. There's nothing you can really do until...
Mm. There was a time a long time ago when I was living in North Hollywood and my ex-girlfriend was in an acting class and her scene partner came over and they were, it was like 6,
mm-hmm.
I think it was like 6 p.m.
Wow.
So early evening, not a terrible time. But they're rehearsing their scene from Streetcar Named Desire. And I got a text from our landlord being like, hey, is everything okay? And I was like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? And she was like, well, so your neighbor said there was some kind of like aggressive kind of yelling. And I was like, oh my God.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
The funniest thing about that is Tommy. Shout out to Tommy Bechtold.
Tommy
it's
Bechtold.
A shout out episode.
We love you, Tommy.
Former guest on The Way High. We got to have Tommy back. We'll have Tommy back. Yes. We're going to have Tommy back soon. We'll have Tommy back.
1,000%, yeah.
Tommy was still, even though he didn't live there, he like the landlord just never stopped texting him in the group text.
Uh-huh.
And when I was like, I am so sorry, it's my girlfriend rehearsing her scene from Streetcar, he just sent a gif of Brando being like, Stella! And because that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Hilarious.
It's funny that nobody kind of like
recognized that.
It.
Yeah.
It's a little iconic, but whatever.
Totally.
It's really funny.
That's amazing.
She's rehearsing Streetcar. Yeah, that's what's going on. I was like, wait, do you not believe that?
No. I believe you 100%.
It would be funny, though, if I was just, like, letting some dude named Greg fucking domestically abuse my girlfriend while I was, like, hiding out in the bedroom.
That would be insane.
I'm just like, yeah, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
Greg's just going to slap around my girlfriend while I watch SportsCenter in
here. I'm just going to sit here.
You know what? If that was me, fuck me.
Yeah, you would suck.
Take Greg and take me, throw us both in the ocean right into the mouth of a GWS.
Yep.
That's great white shark. It's great white shark.
Great white shark.
You want to play a game?
Yes, I want to play a game.
All right, I've got a little bit of, that's really quiet. They don't play that loud here. We don't like it.
No, I prefer it when it's
a
whisper of a guitar
whisper
riff.
Of a,
it's like fucking metal,
that's
but
great.
Only like a little
That's just a little bit of metal. Anyway, that was, I don't know, that doesn't matter. It was my song for Chuck Carey Thrill. We're going to play Chuck Carey Thrill today.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Chuck Carey Thrill.
Chuck Carey Thrill. So it's the Chuck Carey Thrill, Let's Get High, You Young Stoner edition.
Uh-huh.
And now, if you're not familiar with Chuck Carey Thrill, it's basically my, like, my vanilla version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. But it's also not all about people.
No.
You can't, like, fuck places.
No.
Could financially.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But
right.
That's, like, really deep diving.
Yeah, that's a deep dive. That's not what we're doing here. So Chuck Carey Thrill. Chuck, like, get rid of the thing. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do it. You don't want it. Not good.
Toss it out.
See you later. Carey, you're going to carry it. In your heart.
Aww.
With you.
Like hopes.
Forever. Like and hopes dreams. And dreams. Carey.
Carey.
Thrill. Ah, I'll have a thrill with it. I'll do it once.
Okay.
We'll tell you that, but we're going to dabble. It's not Carey.
Not forever.
It's not forever. It's not forever. Once. It's like basically yeah. Once. So, Chuck Carey Thrill, the Let's Get High, You Young Stoner edition. Number one, let's Chuck Carey Thrill these man-made smoking devices.
Okay.
A pipe made out of an apple. A gravity bong made out of a 2 liter.
Oh, God.
A vape made out of 2 knives.
Whoa. Okay.
Do you even know that one?
No.
Okay, so, like, I didn't either, but this was years ago. Somebody was like, do you want to take some knife hits? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So he took out
That's
two...
That's the most badass name.
Knife hits.
Yeah.
He pulled out... took out two of his butter knives.
Okay, that's a lot more safe, and I like it so
right,
much more now.
Right, I guess you could do it with really big
no!
knives. I guess, like, once you know what it
Get
is,
machetes.
You could kind of see the way it could escalate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he had two butter knives, because uh-huh. we were in an apartment, and he turned on his gas fireplace,
uh-huh.
and he put the two knives, like, propped them up on the stove into the gas, mm-hmm. the gas burner that was on, and, like, superheated the ends of both of the knives.
Okay.
Then he put a big nug of weed onto one of the super hot ends and smashed the other super hot end down on it. And then holding them together just brought it close to me so I could suck the vapor coming
Ooh.
Out from the weed that was super burning. Because so it's like your packs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's totally like my packs. It's got, like, a little oven in it.
Yeah.
So that's super fucking cool.
Yeah. So that's a knife hit. But now that you know that version
okay.
of it, right, you see how, like, you could take two machetes and have, like,
Pull.
A bonfire.
Yeah.
And just
fuck some shit up.
Right?
Yeah.
You could do, like,
Everyone's
two broadswords
yeah.
in a forge.
Yeah. Yeah. You could.
You could.
You would melt the shit out of that weed.
You could.
Yeah.
Two broadswords and a forge. I wonder if they did that. I wonder if, like,
Aww.
Sir Galahad and Lancelot were like, let's go take sword hits.
Yeah.
You know, by the...
Let's go rip on the sword,
Let's
man.
Go rip on the swords, bro. Dude, I gotta confess something. I think I'm in love with Guinevere.
Dude, you can't do that, man.
But I'm in love with Arthur, too.
What?
Ah! Dude, a stoner version of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table.
We're doing it.
Let's get on it.
Right now.
Number two. Young stoner locations. Okay. So Chuck Carey Thrill, these young stoner locations.
I never gave my answer for the first one.
Oh, shit. We never did the first one. We just talked about it.
Hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Okay. but here's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
I'd chuck the gravity bong because that would be way too much.
It's too much smoke.
Too much smoke.
Too much smoke.
Too much smoke. I would carry the knife hit.
The vape knives.
The vape knives.
Nice.
And I would thrill the...
pipe made out of an apple.
Pipe made out of an apple because yeah. that's kind of fun and kitsch and cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd only ever really want to do it once, you know?
I'm pretty good at it. All I really need is a pencil, an apple, and a piece of tin foil.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I have apples.
Right.
I need to see this.
And the reason I say pencil is because, like, that's usually around, or, like, a pen.
Yeah.
Because I could also do it with, like, a corkscrew.
Gotcha.
Would work.
Yeah.
But you think of just, like, bare bones, what do we happen to
yeah,
have?
Totally.
Hopefully you have an
What's
apple.
What's around us, yeah.
It would be tough to do it with a straw. It would have to be a pretty diesel straw.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. Young stoner locations.
Okay.
Chuck Carey Thrill. Under the bleachers, in the woods... In the bathroom, window open, towel under door.
Okay. The one that I'm going to carry because it's the most likely for me is the bathroom.
Bathroom window open, towel under door?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because if I was doing this when I was young, I would definitely be trying to hide it from my parents.
Right.
You know, so I would be trying to do all of the things to make it, like, not a thing.
Yeah.
Because for me, there were no woods near me.
Yeah.
So, that's just, like,
yeah.
I can't, but, like, that would be, I'm sorry, what was the other one? Woods and...
Under the bleachers.
See, I would chuck that one.
Yeah.
I would chuck that one because I would be afraid of getting caught.
Sure.
And then I would thrill in the woods because when I was younger, I was so into Lord of the Rings. I'm still super into Lord of the Rings. But, like, that would have been a goddamn fairy wonderland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would have gone into... I know there are no fairies in the Lord of the Rings. Calm down.
You know what I really need to do? It's funny. I need to, like, disguise it as, like, I'm sending my parents on a vacation.
Uh-huh.
But I need to, like... send my parents on a vacation. Like, I need to get them a thing. Like, they went to New York not too long ago. Yeah. The reason why, like, my parents are both in their mid-70s at this point. So I need to, like, send them on a vacation so I can have my childhood home available. Yes. And we can go there and do drugs.
Oh.
Because in the woods is, like, what you do.
Yeah.
And I have a backyard and it's a hill and it goes down, and behind my house is protected swamplands that they've built a swamp walk into.
Oh.
So they it's amazing. So you can walk out on these like wooden bridges into the swamp and then be in the middle of the swamp surrounded by swamp in a larger almost like lookout deck.
So that's what a swamp walk is. That's really cool.
It's really cool. And like it's government done, so it's educational. So like there are like little of those things like you'd see in a zoo.
The little like placards.
Placards like look for this flora and fauna, look for these lizards and snakes. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
So I was all get stoned in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
And also under the bleachers, to me, doesn't necessarily mean at the school, because we had parks. So, like, you'd go play Little League at, like, Patton Park or Pingree Park. So there were bleachers there you could get stoned under. So for me, in the bathroom window open, towel under door is the most foreign, because I didn't even have to do it, because we were always out in the woods.
That's so fair.
Yeah, right?
Huh,
weird. Massachusetts versus California.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Here, we're up everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Everyone's
you really are.
It's real
really
tight.
You really are. It's true. It's true. Number three, hot box or clam bake or whatever you call it, truck carry thrill, mom's station wagon, that weird shed in the backyard, closet at a party.
Carry, closet at a party.
Because that's fun.
Yeah, that's just fun. Chuck mom's station wagon because I'd get so fucked.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get caught as fuck.
Uh-huh.
My mom's a falcon.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
They're known for their smell, right?
Yeah. Falcons have, yes.
Yeah, that's the smell.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With the sniffers. and then the other one is the last option.
Yeah, the weird shed in the backyard.
Yeah.
Because I had a weird shed.
You got to thrill a weird shed. Yeah, just once.
Number four, young stoner after effects. Chuck Carey thrill, the munchies, Cottonmouth, and paranoia.
Oh, that's okay. I feel like I'd carry paranoia just because I always literally have paranoia around and with me. So that's just like normal.
Okay.
So I'm like, whatever, we're old friends. I'd chuck Cottonmouth.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Yeah, that shit's stupid.
It's just dumb.
And then you sound like you're meh.
I don't even want
to do the sound because it's so awful.
Yuck.
I want to drink so much water now.
Yuck.
Yeah. And then thrill, of course.
The munchies. Gotta thrill the munchies.
Yeah, and like really like just let yourself indulge every once in a while.
I spend so much time, if I'm already high, picking out the munchies. Especially if I'm, like, on my way home and I stop somewhere, I'm in like a candy aisle for a while, like trying to pair things like I'm a sommelier of candies.
I love it. I love it. I always do, okay, when I'm super fucking high and I'm eating something that's amazing, I imagine the moment in Ratatouille when he's tasting the different things and then it like makes different things in his mind and it's like an incredible thing. Yeah. I love it so much. That movie's amazing.
That movie is
probably
amazing.
The best Pixar movie, I'm just going to say.
Absolutely.
But yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Incredibles. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a debate. All right.
Okay.
It's a debate.
Okay. All right. It's five. Things to do as a young stoner getting high. See a movie, play a video game, frolic around the park. Chuck, carry, throw.
Carry video games.
Yep.
That was the most fun and like the thing that I always did. I was such a fucking gamer. I still am.
Yeah.
you might even be watching on Twitch right now. So,
but right, wait, yeah, hell yeah. what was your first system?
My first system. Okay, so I say that my first system was a PS2 because that was the first system that I purchased with my own money.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was my first system.
That's cool.
My brother had a PS2, and I was not allowed to play it.
You had to go buy your own PS2?
I had to go buy my own PS2 because I was a girl and I wasn't supposed to be playing video games.
Whoa. Yeah. Come on, man.
That's how you get to make an obsessed gamer.
Right.
You say, you can't.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you're carrying, you got a chuck and you got a thrill, a movie or a frolic around the park.
I would, and I hate this, but I would chuck the frolic.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would be afraid of, like, doing something wrong in, like, a public place like that. But I would thrill going to see a movie because that would be, like, super exciting to, like, get, like, super stoned and go see a movie.
Absolutely.
And, like, be really excited about the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be so excited about going to see, like, midnight showings and shit like that. So, like, get baked beforehand and then go. It'd be so fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. The Matrix, original Matrix, was one of the first high movies that I saw in the theater.
Fuck.
It was like the third time I got high.
That's the most amazing first high.
It was amazing. Movie. I got a great first high movie, but like the reason I brought up the video game system is because I started like on an Atari.
Yeah.
It's just terrible compared to like starting on a PS2 and you're like, this is pretty great. Yeah. And then like now on a 4, it's just amazing.
Five's this year. It's coming out.
Oh my God, I can't wait. All right, last but not least, number 6. Chuck, carry, thrill, your stoner spirit animal. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg. Miley Cyrus.
Chuck Miley.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Miley.
Bye, Miley.
And then it's hard because both of them are in my carry category.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Wow, you double carry?
I double carry because one of them is from my hometown.
Uh-huh.
One of them lived in my hometown when I lived there.
Right.
So it was just kind of like nostalgic.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Snoop Dogg just lived in Diamond Bar.
Yeah.
So that was a thing.
Yeah.
But then Shaggy was always... You know,
he's always there for
he's
you.
He's always there. And I fucking loved Scooby-Doo.
I love Scooby-Doo. I love Matthew Lillard. Big shout out to Matt Lillard.
Matthew Lillard.
Oh, my God. Hi. Yeah, let's carry them both.
Yeah, I carry them both.
Okay. Hey.
But they're both also thrilling.
Yeah. You know what sucks?
What?
We're out of time. I know. It went by super fast.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to The Way Highway on Adobe.com or the free Adobe app. Make sure you tune in each and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you go to the place where you get your podcast, subscribe to The Way Highway. If you'd like to leave a glowing review, we won't stop you.
And follow us on Instagram at Way Highway, me at Siren16X, Sean at Sean Cowick, Adobe Radio at Adobe Radio, and Nice Guy Digital at Nice Guy Digital.
Hey, thank you, Gregory Jenkins, for making the music.
And thank you to Dr. God Production.
And thanks, Nice Guy Digital.
Thanks for being awesome, you guys.
And thanks to everyone that I, like, gave a shout-out to. I can't even remember how many people it was.
We love you all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.